Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. Our first midweek prayer for the new year. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you that it is the spirit, the breath of God, that invisible presence that animates our physical form. So in the words of Job, who said, it is the spirit of God that has made me, it is the breath of the Almighty that gives me. Let us be conscious that we are breathing the energizing, life-giving breath of God. We so take it for granted, the natural inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, that we're not even aware that we are breathing. And most of the time we're just breathing from the top of our chest. Let's really breathe from our belly and lower our diaphragm and expand the ribcage and breathing the energizing breath of God. So inhale. Push out that belly, lower the diaphragm, expand the ribcage and breathe in the breath of God and hold. Gently, slowly, breathe. Now as we take in our second deep, life-giving, energizing breath of God, set the intention to be in this moment now. Breathe in. Expand the belly. Lower the diaphragm. And breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of the Spirit. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Now as we take our third and final deep breath in, drop down into your heart space. Breathe in. Hold. Gently. Continuing with our Psalm 71, and Psalms for Praying, Invitation to Home, Nancy Mel. As I surrender myself into your hands, I praise you more and more. I tell others of your goodness, of your compassion and grace all the day, for your glory is beyond my understanding. As I grow in inner peace and serenity, I sing songs of thanksgiving to you, my friend. You who have done wondrous things, O beloved, who is like you? You who have seen me through many fears, strengthen me again. From the depths of despair, you renew my spirit, you increase my trust, and you comfort me. I praise you in the silence of my heart for your steadfast love. O my beloved, I offer my prayers out to others, extending your love. My heart leaps for joy as I whisper to you in the night. My soul also, which you renew within me, is also glad. And I tell my friends as well as strangers of your abounding grace and kindness. For my fears have diminished, my strength has returned, and I will live my remaining years in peace. Blessed be the beloved who dwells in all hearts. Beloved Mother, Father, God, source of our being, Thou who art the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is, was yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. As we enter into a new year, let us leave behind all that no longer serves us, the hurts, the disappointments, the betrayals, the letdowns, the sickness, the ill health, the disease, the tiredness, the lethargy, the everything that just felt too much for us. Let us leave it in 2017 as we open to 2018 to be ready for something new. For it is written, Behold, I make all things new. So let us step up and step into this new year with a new way of thinking, a new way of being, a new way of aligning ourselves with your presence, your power, your spirit. Let us step into 2018 knowing that you've already gone before us to prepare our way, to make this a year like no other. May we take the lessons of 2017 and learn and grow from them so that we may be truer expressions of your life, so that we may be our most authentic selves, so that we may be the divine expressions of love that we are created to be. Let us move forward in 2018 as your vessels, vessels of love, vessels of wholeness, vessels of peace and joy. That wherever we may be, when we show up, people see you, divine, beloved, infinite creator, all that is. In a world that is in need of deep, deep healing, let us do our part to bring our healing energy into this world. Let us share our love. Let us share our peace. Let us share our compassion. Let us share our divine nature with all whom we encounter. Let us look beyond colors, races, creeds, religion, and see that there is only oneness, that yours is the one life, the one power, the one presence that's in and through all things, all people, all of creation. And as we see this oneness, let us honor it. Divine, beloved Mother, Father, God, it's time to show up and be a new and better version of ourselves. It's time to embrace who we truly are at the core of our being, and who we truly are as yours. Our teacher, our way-shower, our master and our friend Jesus said, It is the Spirit of God within that doeth the work. Let us know that in all our undertakings, it is you that is doing the work. Let us know that also your kingdom is within us, that kingdom that is all peace, all joy, all love, all wholeness, all life itself. Let us not look outside, but look within, to know who we are and whose we are, to connect once more with the source of our being in each and every moment. And to go forth and live and express on this truth. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, we give you glory, we give you praise, for truly you are and always will be the source of our being. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
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 Take a deep breath in as we do our prayer protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
There it is. And so, my divine beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and peace-filled Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Rev. Ng Sunday Soul Connection. God bless.
Thank you.